Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast. Today we're going to discuss just an update about furniture-free living. And a couple caveats here. I'm not completely furniture-free. I'm also not advocating that you go furniture-free. This is just part of my sort of experiments that I'm doing and ongoing, seeing what I need, what works for me, and being willing to question sort of convention, I suppose. And so I've made some episodes about I got rid of some business chairs that I had in a room, and I essentially took my computer desk and turned it into a floor sitting desk. So I got very like short legs for it. And recently I've created even more space in that room, because basically getting rid of these chairs was like a, I don't know, just added energy to make, it just made it easier to declutter the rest of the room, because I could just get around to things. I didn't have to go through the chairs, and I could just, you know, get rid of stuff. So I've started to declutter like significantly more in that room, sort of immediately. Sort of piles that have been there are getting sorted, and they're getting processed, and they're getting worked through, and they're getting rid of. And so it's been really great. But I wanted to sort of give some of the, not pros and cons, but some of the sort of the reality of how I'm responding to this and how my body's responding to it. And it's quite interesting. And so one of the things is that it is true for me that when I have a room that has open space in it, where the room is not separated with basically large furniture, couches, chairs, things like that, where there's just a, it's like just an open space. I mean, my computer is basically against one wall. I have another table that's against another wall, and the rest of the space is just sort of open, essentially. So it is, I do find myself moving in that space, like moving around, standing up, and sort of like just like sort of natural stretching and movement that occurs that just doesn't when you have a space. Because like if you have a comfortable space and there's a, you know, nice comfy couch in the room, whenever you enter the room you sit on the couch, you know. Or if there's chairs in the room, whenever you enter the room you basically sit down on those chairs. And it's not 100% true, but sort of the majority of the time is that, you know, you sort of naturally seek out the most comfortable space in a space, place, the most comfortable place in a space, which in that case is like a chair or, you know, couch or whatever. But like the thing about like exercising, for example, is that it's not really comfortable. I mean, you can get used to it and you can actually like enjoy it quite a bit, but it can become a part of routine and that sort of thing. But it's not inherently comfortable, right? You're sort of putting your body through discomfort in order to achieve some result, right? And so similarly, what I'm finding is that the sitting that I'm doing on the floor has resulted in some discomfort. And so this is, I've always say this is the entertainment purposes only, it's just my experience and my assessment of the situation. I'm not a doctor or you know, physical therapist or any of these things, but what I've recognized is that I have some like soreness in, like, the way that I would just describe it is like If you were to look at a back and you look at the sort of bottom of the back, like the lower back in the center, which is, when people think about when they think about the lower back. But then if you sort of go out from that, so sort of from the spine to the sides of your to like to the sides of your body, and at sort of I would say really like sort of belly button height. We're talking about the back here. And down to like mid glute, that sort of area, there's sort of a soreness that's like a muscle soreness, and I attribute it to two things. One is that I'm not used to using those muscles on a regular basis, right? And so sitting, part of the thing about sitting and moving. Sitting on the floor and moving in your body in different ways is like there's you're gonna have some use of muscles like for me like that I that just like aren't haven't gotten used in those ways, right? So to me, that's the primary source of that sort of soreness that's occurring. But there's another reason too, which is that I do still have a floor chair. Has an adjustable back and it also has these little arm rests. And so similarly to a normal size chair, it does restrict movement to a degree. And it's also like enabling like not quite a natural position, I think. So I th you know like where there's still the opportunity for like slouching and things like that. So there's a little bit of, so like when I'm using that chair, because I sort of go back and forth between like just the floor and that chair, and I feel like part of I'm sort of like building the muscle, getting used to it, right? Getting used to just the floor sitting, building up to getting rid of the floor chair. Or like I've mentioned in the past, like getting a floor chair that doesn't have armrests on the side, which is, I think, a benefit. But ideally, I think for me, it would be getting to the point where there's no chair, like a chair without a back. And again, I'm not saying that's healthy. I'm not saying I don't, it could be poor ergonomically, but I sort of believe, and one of the reasons I'm experimenting with this is I sort of believe that we're sort of naturally built to sit without chairs, basically. Like, because there's many ways to sit. It's even like when you sort of like squat down, and even like these positions, it's like because I've been sitting in chairs for so long, I think there's certain ways that my body doesn't quite like stretch to, right? So like in a squatting position for people who like have done floor sitting for their lives, like their feet would be flat on the ground. For me, I'm not like that's I'm not to that point yet. I'm sort of up on my not toes, but like on the front ball of my feet. And so there's some like I mean we're talking about, many years of not sitting and not moving this way. So I think it's gonna take a while for my body to adjust to these new positions. And also just like when you're sitting in a f in a ch on the floor without a back to a chair, then you need to like you can't slouch really. Like you have to sort of sit upright, and so you have to sort of sit up straight, so they say, right? And so it's such a weird thing, right? Because I feel like they used to chastise people for not sitting up straight, but the chair was kind of causing people to slouch. It's what it seems like to me, right? So actually, like sitting on the floor, like you're much more likely to sit up straight. And so again, like that part of like those muscle soreness, because it's like I'm adjusting my, in my whatever you call that, just my positions that way. So I just figured to share that piece of it, of like, it feels like a transitionary period in terms of like getting my body used to it, but the other piece of having no furniture in this room is that I am like, even the little floor chair that I have, basically I've discovered that I can fold it up and put it underneath this like floor, you know, the my underneath my computer desk. And so, which opens up even more space. So when I've found myself doing this, and then I'm just sort of moving in the space. I went and found a kettlebell that I had in another room, like that I'm this room that I'm processing this stuff that I need to go through. And I started using that. And so I feel like this is something that I have to continue. Like, I feel very strongly that this is actually a lifestyle change that not only will stick, but is essential. Like, just to get really, like, to get into better posture, generally speaking, but also just to get that much more movement during the day or during the evening, wherever, you know. It's like whenever I'm home, then I'm moving. I'm even when I'm sitting, I'm moving. And then I have the room to stand and move around, like I'm moving. So it's just sort of incorporating, and this also sort of ties into, I tried out a pair of shoes that, like toe shoes, basically, like where you put your toes are sort of separated in these shoes. And I liked them quite a bit. I felt that they did lack some cushion, for me, but then again, you know, could be attributed to sort of like just being used to throwing your feet into like typical shoes. So this is like goes into how, like, the reason we have our toes for a reason. Like, they're like little fingers and they grab onto things, right? And so my belief is that when we shove our feet into these sneakers or shoes, you know, whatever footwear, we're basically atrophying our toes. Like, because the toes just don't have space to move in most shoes. It's not how they're designed. They're designed to sort of just like snugly fit into that space. And even with like flip-flops, it's still like not really toe movement because you're sitting like, it's still like a flat surface underneath. So it's just with the toe shoes, there was a recognition that, oh, like I can't move my toes like I'm supposed to be able to. And not just me, but like most people cannot. Like, they, I think, lose this sort of movement that's natural because we're used to certain things that are just cultural norms. Like, everybody wears shoes and sneakers, you know? Everybody has a chair, has chairs and couches. It's like we just don't even think about this stuff because it's just part of our normal day-to-day cultural life experience. It's like it would be odd to go in someone's house and they don't have like couch and chair and things like that. Like, we would be like, "Wow, where's your couch? Where's your chair?" You know? Or if you wear toe shoes, like people are like, "What are those?" You know? Although it generally sparks like a really sort of interesting conversation. So these are all sort of connected things that I've been working through. And, because ultimately, like, it is a bit odd. Like, there are places where people live that still don't use, like, sneakers and shoes, right? And the overall story, without getting, like, political and into the weeds on this, is like, because initially, when people see people without shoes, they're like, you feel sad for them. That's like the initial response. Because, like, I've always had shoes and you don't have shoes. Like, I have a better than you. I'm so sorry. We need to get you some shoes. And so, in certain cases, that's like very helpful for people, obviously. But in some cases, it's actually like their feet are adjusted in a more natural state because we're sort of naturally designed to walk the earth. And so, like I was saying about like moving on, like your toes being able to grip things, like you walk up on a rock or a hill or something like that, like your toes and your feet generally are doing a lot. Like they're actually moving quite a bit, and they're feeling the environment. They're feeling the surface, and they're adjusting and their grip, basically. And this is how we were designed. It's almost like if we wore, and maybe this sounds controversial, but it's like almost like if we wore gloves our whole lives, and not even like the gloves where you could move your individual fingers. I'm talking about like mittens, where it's just like one thing where all of your fingers go into, and you just have to wear those like every time you leave the house. And all often, like if you have some like, indoor pair or something like that, you wear those well as well. It's like that's basically like the analogy of what we do to our feet, which is insane. And so, at least there's some companies that are sort of, I guess hopefully gaining some traction with the sort of adding more movement in with the toe shoes and the things, but also like, we are designed to adapt to not have them. The other thing that is controversial is basically like, if you, well, I mean, I don't even know if I should say it. Basically, it's like, I remember being a part of this like organization that wanted to donate shoes to people who didn't have shoes. Right? And it was like, there was a few bits that are controversial about it, but it's like, my whole thing was like, unless you're gonna commit to supplying someone with shoes who doesn't have shoes for the rest of their life, or at least to like till adulthood or whatever, until they can supply, like, and if they are adults and can't supply it, like, and you, then unless you're able to give them that like consistently, it seems like almost a little cruel to like give someone like who's used to walking on hard ground shoes like one pair. And then once that pair run like wears out, not only are they back to walking on the ground, it's like you've now like softened their feet up, so it seems like it would be more painful. Right? I feel like that's a controversial statement, but I don't think it, like, logically, it actually is a little bit like cruel in a way. It's like it doesn't quite make sense. So, and that goes beyond, it's related to the conversation about how our feet are supposed to be used. But, certainly if you're in an environment that's like where there's hazardous material, or there's just, like, There's a difference between like walking in nature that is not, that doesn't have, sort of pollution and trash and, sharp objects potentially or broken glass and things like that. There's a difference between like a toxic, we'll just call it a toxic environment to walk around in, and then just walking in like just pure nature, like a field that's like not, it hasn't been sort of touched by man, like there's a big difference, right? It's like sort of running in a meadow, right? Or walking on just, you're feeling the soft ground. It can be a really nice experience, but it's the foreign objects like man-made sort of trash and things like that that would just cause problems. So, there's like the need for footwear for protection from foreign objects, and then there's the sort of ideal scenario where you could walk around in sort of pure nature and just basically it's just dealing with the ground and the grass and that sort of thing. So I find this really interesting, and it's just sort of like I worry about, I think a lot of the reason like that when people get older, so we're talking about like sort of elderly folks, they start falling more often. Aside from like general, sort of muscle deterioration and sort of dexterity and things like that, like it's a lifetime of wearing shoes has, basically pretty much eliminates your ability to how to say this, like navigate the ground with your feet, how to sort of balance yourself naturally with feet. Like there's just, you just don't have, like I said, like your toes don't move like they're supposed to, like at all, sort of you're already sort of compromised because of the age, but then you sort of add that on. So it's like, I feel like ideally people would be, using their feet more. So this ended up being a little bit of a tangent, but they're very related things in terms of like, similarly, if you're sitting a lot, then you're also restricting movement and causing basically like the same sort of atrophy that I'm describing with the feet, with like certain muscles in your body that, particularly like core muscles and back muscles, and also a lot of stuff with your legs as well, calves and things, because of the ways that you, like I said, if you're in a certain sitting positions, your feet being able to sit flat versus like having to be up on your front of your feet because you don't have that movement, you don't have that stretch, you haven't stretched that way. So I feel like at this point I'm really building in some of the basic, like I'm trying to reintroduce this type of dexterity, whether it's through the shoes or furniture free, ish living, that is again like source of like actual like soreness, but it's, but it's not a bad soreness as far as I can tell. It's just more of like a, like when Neo wakes up, what is it, on the Nebuchadnezzar, and Morpheus says, or he asks Morpheus, like, why do my eyes hurt? And Morpheus says, because you've never used them before. It's sort of like, to get nerdy there, it's like, yeah, it's like when we're, yeah, it's just there's a lot of ways that I believe that, I've just speaking for myself, like I've restricted my movement through chairs, couches, and shoes and sneakers. And yeah, and so sort of removing those things now is just causing like discomfort, but not in a bad way, but more of like a discomfort as a, in like almost like a workout, And so I think it's gonna be, I think it will take time to adjust. I think this is why people who, when I watched videos about the sort of furniture free stuff, one of the things people said was to not necessarily get rid of the stuff, but start sitting in front of it, sitting in front of your furniture, like having the furniture in the room. So like one of my rooms, I just moved the this like lounge recliner chair like farther back, so it's sitting against the wall, so like I can still use it, but it's like, but for me to be in an optimal position in the room, I want to be like forward in the room, so I'm more likely to sit on the floor, and I can still use it, the chair, to like sort of sit as a back to sit back against, until I start getting used to it, because it's just there is a lot of getting used to those movements and like how to sit. Like, do you want to sit cross-legged? Like these different things, even just like sitting cross-legged, it's like if you're not, it's not something you do often, it's a new thing and your body sort of has to adjust to those things. So I think the way that I'm doing this is correct for me, that I still have a floor chair, and in another room I still have this recliner chair, which I'm using less and less and less and less and less. And so, I think that ideally I will transition into being more and more and more comfortable on the floor, being more like, as I sort of strengthen and start to use these different muscles in different ways, that sort of soreness type of things will subside, and as I'm doing this, like this is sort of like the point, it's like, or one of the points is to actually strengthen these muscles, like start to use muscles and sort of regain flexibility that was basically lost through comfort, like through these, these comfy chairs and the comfy, it's like, yeah. And I think the point is that it's happening, and it is a process, but it is a process that I believe works for me. Is I believe it is working. I believe it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing. I think I'm sort of in a position of like, I do need to get away from even the floor chair, and likely get rid of this recliner as well, just because I think that there's a certain amount of discomfort that comes from the comfortable chairs, right? Part of the reason I did this also is because like there's all sorts of things like sitting in chairs, like it's like, you can look up articles about it, stuff was like, I think they call it sciatica, like there's like a nerve on your leg, the side of your leg. There's all this like sort of stuff from sort of not just being sedentary, but like being in this locked position that's just not good, generally speaking. So the comfort, so like long-term comfort becomes more than just discomfort. It becomes more like, I would say, more closer to like associated to like pain, right? Where like the things that are comfortable can sometimes actually like in the long term cause pain, right? Like you probably, or I probably want to be leaning more towards discomfort. The types of discomfort that basically create growth, in this case, flexibility and strength and things like that. So I think, like I was saying, I think a percentage of the soreness is from the adjustment. Like that's the majority of it is there, but I think a percentage of it is because I still haven't fully let go of the floor chair and the recliner chair. The recliner I don't use often at this point, but the floor chair that I'm using, I'm starting to sort of, I think I'm starting to use it less as the basic thing, and I'm starting to understand how to exist in a room that has space in it. It's not just physical, it's like I don't know what it is. Like it's like a new thing, it's a new experience. It's like, and I think it takes a while, and I think it's gonna take a while to just get used to that. Like the freedom of movement when you're not used to it in that way, it's just a new thing. It just you have to find new positions to like sit in, stand in, move in, like what works and how does that interact with like what you're doing in that room. For example, if I want to watch a video, then like I can now just actually like stand up and move around while I'm doing that, which is kind of a weird thing, right? Like if you have a typical living room, you can't do that. You have your chairs, you have your couches, you have your people have what it's called, like coffee tables. It's like you can't. Maybe you have a little bit of space, like if this is like a typical living room we're talking about with the TV, like maybe if you get close to the TV, you have a little bit of space. If you have a big room, maybe you have a little bit more space, but not really. It's like it's a completely different experience. That's just, it's really good. I would describe it as good. Really positive, really great experience, but it's just new. It's just different. It's like, oh, I can just kind of move around like or I can just lay down. I can like you can kind of it gives you the freedom to literally like be in any position. You want to go ahead and do a handstand, do that, like whatever you want to do, like go for it, it's quite interesting. Like I said, I think I'm just going to continue on this. I don't think that I'm going to go back to typical furniture. I just don't see myself doing that. I have seen some folks like who do this sort of furniture free thing where then they start to actually even add in like little like sort of fun like almost like little obstacles, right? Like maybe like a little balance beam or something, or some people add things like from the ceiling to hang from. Like it sort of it really does. There's really like a transformative thing that can occur to change of space fundamentally from a sedentary, locked in movement space to something where that's like the complete opposite, where you're walking around, you're moving around, you're climbing on things, you're just like, it's like, sky's the limit is the phrase, but it's like there is some real interesting opportunity for this, and it's I'm glad that I'm finally exploring this. It feels I feel like I've tried this a little bit before, but I think part of it, the issue was that I still had a lot of clutter. I still had the office, and then, consolidating the office and my personal stuff created more clutter, and then I'm finally getting rid of that stuff now. So now I'm sort of getting back to like this ideal for me scenario. And it's really good. It's really good. There was a really great video I think I watched a quite many years ago at this point. There's a channel called Kirsten Dirkston, and there was a, I don't remember the name of the video, but it was about sort of the person was furniture free, basically. Just a sort of extreme minimalist. I'm not sure like the exact title of this video, but it was like instead of having a pull-up bar in their house, they would use like the frame of the door, for example. Or instead of having like a, I don't even think they had a bed. I think they just had the like a sleeping bag basically, and which is again a lot of opportunity for movement. I think they actually did have one chair, but it was like a sort of foldable chair that they would use for writing and things, and then but they also used the chair for like working out. So there was this like using things in multi-purpose fashion. But generally like their place was very open. It wasn't even a, there's probably like a one bedroom condo kind of a thing, one bedroom kind of apartment. But they also had a really nice view. They had a little like a, I don't know what you call it, a porch, I guess. Like and so they didn't have a TV. They had a computer though. But basically like their view was their TV. But they also did have like a projector that they could set up. So it was just this small little projector that they could just project against the wall if they wanted to watch a movie. Or, they could lay down and just project it against the ceiling and watch a movie that way. So quite interesting of like, this sort of like, I think that was quite inspiring. And there's been several things over the years, and I think for whatever reason it just sort of takes me, or it's taken me time to implement these things, but I'm happy that I'm doing it now. I think that the results ultimately will be good for this, even though there's like a sort of span of discomfort through this transition. But this is getting into what feels more like, the, I don't even want to call it the extreme minimalist side, because I'm not there. Extreme minimalist is, and really like some people just call it minimalist, was like they could count their belongings, and it's generally like a small amount. I think I'm sort of moving in that direction. I continue to move in that direction, but it is a process. But it feels so good though. The more I get into it, the better that I feel. It's just in everything. So that's my update on floor sitting. Hope you enjoy listening to that. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas, feedback, this podcast goes out on Apple Music, sorry, Apple Podcast, Spotify and Google Podcasts and some other podcasting platforms. And but if you do have the Spotify app, you can if you have it on your phone, you can go to the episode and there should be a section where you can add a you'll see a question, you can write a response or comment and that sort of thing. So feel free to do that. Always appreciated, and thanks for listening. Take care.